We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chav Zayin Sif Dalet. Says the Machaber, Lo Yehei Davar Chotzitz Bein Tefillin LeBesaro. One should not have a chatzitza between the tefillin and their body. Lo Shna Shel Yad, Lo Shna Shel Rosh. Both on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, the tefillin, the box, should be touching directly on the body, as the pasuk says, Al Yadecha and Bein Einecha. So clearly, it's supposed to be on your body. The Mishnah Berurah adds that this chatzitza, which one is not allowed to have, it is even a chatzitza koldehu, even the tiniest thing, one should be careful about to ensure that there is nothing that is in between, whether it be a bug or a piece of dirt, anything. The box should be directly on the arm or directly on the head. One needs to be careful to ensure that their sleeve doesn't get stuck between the box and the body, as this would definitely be a chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maisa Rokeya, the Machzitz HaShekel, who says that when we say that you're not allowed to have a chatzitza on the Shel Rosh, this can be a problem when it comes to the people growing their hair long in the front. Sometimes they have such a large piece of hair in the front, a large bunch of hair in the front, that it could be a chatzitza. Mishnah Berurah says not only is it a chatzitza, but it's also Shechet and Gaiva to have such a hair in the front. He doesn't really give a shear as to how much hair you're allowed to have in the front. It will be a chatzitza, but I guess an afro would probably be considered a problem in terms of the chatzitza for the shel rosh. The Rama adds, V'davka batfilin aval beratzuos ein lahakbid. You only have to be careful not to have a chatzitza between the box itself of the tefillin, which has the partios, versus and the arm, as opposed to being careful about the ratzuos, the straps which go around the arm or around the head. One does not need to be too concerned about that. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim, who say that you should not be makil, you should only be makil when it comes to the parts that wrap around the arm. But the part of the strap which is part of the knot that goes behind the head, or the knot that goes around the arm, that strap also should not have a chatzitza, so you should make sure the sleeve isn't stuck between that and the body either. Just the part that wraps around the arm, that you can be more makil about when it comes to chatzitza. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this causes a problem when it comes to wearing your shel rosh on top of a toupee. If somebody loses their hair, or they went through chemotherapy and they don't want people to know that they're going through chemotherapy, they're embarrassed, so they want to wear a toupee, a wig, they need to be careful not to paste the tefillin on that toupee. This is, once again, only in terms of the box, but in terms of the ratzuos, the straps part, one can be more makeup for that to be on top of a toupee. And of course, if one has a wound on their head and they need to put some cloths, band-aids on their head, Magen Avraham and Chayei Adam say that you're able to put the straps part on top of the bandage, just not the actual box part of the tefillin. There should be no chatzitza between the box and the head. It says, hey, Adam shehu alol l'nezilos. A person who has sometimes has certain a certain condition whereby he's not able to uncover his head, and if he does, it could cause more damage to him. So then he'd be allowed to put the tefillin on top of whatever thin covering he wears on his head to protect it if he's not going to wear tefillin at all. So the Mishnah Berurah says he's relying on the opinion of the Rashba, which says that there is no chashash of chatzitza. However, he needs to try and not make it obvious that he has this covering on his head, because people might not know that he's an anus and that he has this special condition, and they won't know that he's only relying on the Rashba b'di'evid. They'll think it's okay to rely on the Rashba, so he should cover his head with his talus or something like that so that people don't see that he has his tefillin over this thin hat. But he is relying on the Rashba, who says that there's no issue of chatzitza when it comes to this tefillin. If you are wearing it and you're relying on this Rashba, so you can wear it, but you can't make a bracha on it. So if you have a chatzitza between the straps and your body, that you can make a bracha on, but if it's a chatzitza between the box itself and the body, so then when you're relying on the Rashba, you can't make a bracha. If someone has a wound on their arm, a broken arm, something like that, and they need to wear a cast on their arm all the way up to their upper arm. So if it's only on the bottom part of the arm, so then they could put on their tefillin normally and strap, go do the wrapping of the straps around the cast, and you can even make a bracha. But if the cast is all the way up the arm, and you need to place the box on the cast itself, so then you would be allowed to do that, but you could not make a bracha, as we've seen when you're relying on the Rashba. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can only do that with a cast or something like that, but you shouldn't do it with your clothing, that you should not have the clothing as a chatzitza between the box and your body. Even if you are going to wear the cast, you still have to cover the box with your sleeve or something like that, because the pasuk says, L'chala'os v'lo l'achirim la'os, that you need to be careful to ensure that the shalyad is going to be covered and that others don't see it. There is a discussion in the poskim, what happens if the cast goes up till part of the upper arm? So there's still room to place the tefillin on the arm, it's just higher than you would normally put it. Is it better to put it on the cast without a bracha, or to put it higher up, but it's not in the place where everyone would agree that you're actually yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin, as we saw that machlokas between the Mechaber and the Vilna Gaon earlier. So once you consult the posek, if they find themselves in this situation.